Right, before we get to Cardi Sharks, Laura just gave me this statement that came in, and I want to share it. There's a video on my Instagram right now that expresses some of my frustration with the wife of our alleged assassin, Vance Belter's wife. So, you know, you heard in Laura's news that during the court proceeding today, Vance Belter claimed he can't get sleep, and he called the Sherburne County jail conditions, quote, terrible conditions. So the sheriff, Joel Brott, who maybe Monday Sheriff Brott wants to come on the show, because after you hear some of what the sheriff said, I think you will be giving a standing ovation to the sheriff, who says, on a day when hundreds of grieving Minnesotans waited in long lines to pay their respects to Melissa and Mark Hortman, it's offensive and disgusting that the man accused of assassinating them stood before a federal judge and painted himself the victim. So this guy claimed that he couldn't sleep. So they checked the security cameras. Oh, guess what? He was sleeping. He was sleeping, or at least resting peacefully, as the sheriff said, with his eyes closed for 7 straight hours from 10:40 p.m. Thursday until 5:45 a.m. Friday. After he returned from his court appearance today, jail personnel checked live security camera footage of his cell, and he was resting peacefully again with his eyes closed. Man, I hope he sleeps great. What an absolute, I don't know. One of the nice things about being a radio host is that I don't have to be a newsman. And I could just tell you what I feel about this stuff. And this guy, give me a break. Like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if there's some noises. You know how you can have a good night's sleep? Don't kill someone. I think that's a pretty effective way to do it. All right, Dan, should we play a game? What do you think?
Let's transition to some fun.
You know, back in my TV days, we would say shifting gears. We're just going to shift it. Hit the music. Here we go. The rain came down hard. It was a deluge, but now skies are clear, and I have some great news. It's Cardi Sharks Friday to begin your weekend. If you win today, $50 to Jester Concepts will send on guard. Two contestants ready to run. Scott is in Lakeville. Scott, you are on Cardi Sharks. How is it going?
Hey, pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Lakeville, I think, is a somewhat underrated suburb. It doesn't get a lot of hype. What is the best thing about living in Lakeville, Scott?
I would say I like the neighborhoods, and there's actually quite a bit of shopping and good restaurants there to eat, too.
Favorite spot? Where do you like to eat in Lakeville?
I like, actually, the brewery downtown has got some good food there, so I like that.
I heard you've got a brand new, there's a speakeasy in Lakeville that I've been meaning to come down and check out. Maybe I'll come check it out tomorrow. It's called the Farmer's Cellar. It's like hidden inside a gas station. Pretty cool. That's in Lakeville. Come on.
Yeah, I did see that on the news. That looks awesome.
It looks really good. Yeah, very good. Scott, stand by. You are competing against Colette in Dayton.
Yeah.
Colette, welcome back.
Thank you.
I've missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you.
All right. It's a big day for us here. It's our third anniversary. 3 years they've been letting us get away with this nonsense.
And I think I've listened to every show.
That's Colette knows really? All my jokes. All my
I
jokes.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah.
You could, it's like my wife could tell when they're coming. I think you probably could tell when they're coming, too.
For sure.
Very good. All right. Well, you guys know how we play the game. If you're new to Cardi Sharks on the radio, you also can watch the live stream. It's live on YouTube. It's live on X and on Facebook. If you go to YouTube, WCCO radio channel, you can click on the live button. And also you should subscribe. And then you get new videos and all sorts of good stuff by giving us a subscribe. Here we go for $50 at Jester Concepts. I was at their newest restaurant in Excelsior this week, called Shiki, which was like a noodle, dumpling, ramen place. Very good. Very good in Excelsior. So here is the first question, which goes to Scott. We start with a question of 100 people. Scott will give us an answer. 0 to 100. Colette will say higher or lower. Whoever's right gets control of our cards. The cards are dealt behind me. No Laura today. Newsroom is busy. So we're doing our best here. So, Scott, here we go. We asked 100 drivers, have you ever talked your way out of a speeding ticket? How many drivers said yes? Scott, have you ever had a speeding ticket?
Actually, too many, and I haven't been able to get out of any of them.
One time in my life, I talked my way out. Well, I don't know if I really talked my way out of it. It was in Milwaukee. I was pulled over. I was just very business-like about it. And the officer took my driver's license, looks at my name. And at the time, I was a reporter for the ABC station there. And he says, I know who you are. He's like, I can't give you a ticket. And I'm like, you certainly could give me a ticket. Like, I didn't want anyone to go back to the cop shop and be like, this dumb TV reporter played the don't you know who I am card. I did not. But he didn't give me the ticket, which was really, really nice. It was really nice. What do you think, Scott? How many drivers would say they've talked their way out of a speeding ticket?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. But I'll try 47.
47, says Scott. Colette, I can't imagine you would ever speed. You strike me as a rule follower.
Oh, I have twice.
Twice? How much over were you going?
Well, the time a Texas State Trooper stopped me, I was going 90.
Whoa. Texas, though.
Texas State Trooper didn't give me a ticket.
Whoa! Wow!
I know.
Did you make another an excuse, time, or what happened?
He just didn't give me a ticket.
Wow.
That's all. Another time I cried my way out of it.
All right. So, yeah. My mom tried crying her way out of a ticket once. She was not successful. Not successful.
Oh, worked for me.
All right. Well, Scott says 47 had talked their way out of a speeding ticket. Do you think it's higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Colette says higher. Successfully talking your way out of a speed limit. Ticket. Dan, you've never been, you're the son of a
I am the son of a retired police officer. I was stopped once for speeding, but I didn't get a ticket because the guy got a call right in the middle of talking to me about it.
Something else to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Said he literally looked at me and said, you're very lucky today, slow down, and then split.
Wow. How much over were you going?
I think there was a city street, so I was probably doing like 45 and a 35 kind of thing.
My last ticket was in, famously chronicled here on the show. Was in New Ulm, on the way to watch like my niece's tumbling in like a gymnastics competition in New Ulm, and a state trooper was not moved by my story of family love.
Wasn't having it.
No, I got that. I certainly got that ticket outside of New Ulm. All right, Colette says higher. Scott says 47. The actual number of people who have talked their way out of a speeding ticket, just 22. Way low.
Ooh.
I'm surprised that it's that low, but Scott,
I've been lucky.
Yeah, good news for Scott. You have control of the board, Scott. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
Let's try the blue card.
All right, Scott's going blue. Gonna flip. Let me get the microphone over here. We're gonna flip your opening card. It is a three. You have a three. That's a nice start. Higher or lower than a three?
Let's go higher on the three.
Higher than a three. It is an ace. Oh, my goodness. And Scott, whoa, with a
now
nice
that's,
start.
That's an ace. A-C-E.
Got it.
Making sure. Everybody's aware.
That's right.
We don't want very
trouble.
Clear.
All right. A-C-E for you, Scott. Higher or lower?
Right. Since that's a high one, I'll go lower.
Lower than an ace. It is a seven. It is lower than an ace, but kind of a tricky one for you there. You could freeze on the seven, or you could roll the dice. What do you want to do, Scott?
Let's freeze on a seven.
All right, very good. Scott freezes on that seven. We'll take an opportunity to freeze as well. We'll take a break. Back with Colette's first chance at a question. Carte de Sharks, $50 at one of the Jester Concepts restaurants. Go to Starling in Edina, 50th and Highway 100. Go check that out. Drive Time back in just a minute on CSUN. Carte de Sharks brought to you by our friends at Jester Concepts, Parlor, Butcher and the Boar, Rustica. We appreciate their support. They're providing the gift card for the winner of this game. You can watch us play Carte de Sharks on YouTube. Need just a couple more subscribers. I'm trying to get 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So if you go to WCCO Radio, click subscribe. You don't actually have to watch the show over there. I don't care. Just need a couple more subscribers. There's an internal competition here, so I need to get to 1,000. We have two great contestants. Scott has turned over three cards and frozen. Colette has not had a shot yet, but now's your time, Colette. Here comes the question. You ready?
Ready.
We asked 100 parents, have you ever told your child a ridiculous lie just to get them to behave? How many parents have told their kids a ridiculous lie to get them to behave?
Oh, wow.
I mean, the question is, like, what do we mean by ridiculous? I guess it's... There are different categories of lies, right, Colette? Oh, I think Colette... Is Colette breaking up a little bit there, Dan? No.
Yeah, I don't hear at all.
No, I don't hear either, Scott. We're going to check on Colette. Dan will pick up the line and see if she's still there. Sometimes it's our system. All right.
Yeah, cool. By the way, congratulations on getting picked up for another year or two since we got a minute. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Yeah, it's very, you know, in this business and the way things are going, just in broadcasting in general, to have them pick up, you're like, oh, thank goodness. So it's been fun.
Yeah, that's great.
It's been fun, man. You know, when you're in the sort of facing 50 was when I made that decision, right? Where it's like, all right, if I still have a lot of years, good working years ahead of me, I want to go learn something new. So it's been terrific. And the audience has been amazing, except for Colette. Oh, wait, Colette's back on the line. Colette?
I'm here.
Colette, you're up. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Yeah,
your
ready.
Phone was breaking up a little bit. So go ahead. How many parents have told their kid a ridiculous lie just to get them to behave?
Say 80.
80, says Colette. Scott, I mean, a lot of us, I've certainly told my kids ridiculous lie. I think I still do. They just don't believe it as much when they're 20 and 17 years old. That's all.
About the same age as my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. They know everything at this age. That's for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think? 80, said Colette. Do you think it's higher or lower than that? The number of parents who have told their kids a ridiculous lie.
I think it's going to be high, but I'll say just a hair under 80.
All right. Scott says lower. The actual number who have told a ridiculous lie is 84, just a little bit higher. Colette with a really good guess.
I was thinking Little Orph Nanny and the Goblins will get you. You know?
My grandma used to tell me that if you didn't wear your pajamas to sleep at night, the bear butt biter would come and get you.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, I better put my pajamas on. Can't have the bear butt biter coming to get me. Whatever the bear butt biter was, I don't know, but that was her lie. Colette, here we go.
Right.
You've got a 2 to start things off. Very nice card. Higher or lower than a 2?
Higher.
Higher than a 2. It's a king. It is higher than a 2. And here we go. Higher or lower than a king?
Lower.
Lower than a king. It's a 3. And Colette with 3 cards turned. 2 to go. You can freeze at any time, but you're on that 3. What do you want to do, Colette?
Higher.
Higher than a 3. It's an 8. It is higher. And now you're in a pickle. One card to go.
Did you say Did you say ace?
No, that is an eight, E-I-G-H-T. That is okay. The one that comes after seven and before nine.
Clear. Want to be clear. E-I-G-H-T. Do you want to go higher or lower, or do you want to freeze?
Freeze.
All right. Both Colette has one card to go. Scott has two. This next question is critical, and it goes to you, Scott. We asked 100 office workers, have you ever taken office supplies home for personal use? Ooh. How many? I mean, this is essentially a nice way of saying, like, how many thieves are out there, right? How many workers say, yes, I have taken office supplies home for personal use?
Oh, man. I'll say 75.
75, says Scott. Colette, do you think it's higher or lower?
I'm going to say lower.
Colette says lower. The actual number who have taken office supplies home for personal use? I'm shocked. It's so low. 39.
Bunch of liars.
39. It is lower, which, Colette, is great news for you. I assume you want to change that eight. You can change the eight if you'd like to.
I could change it. Just okay.
Yep.
Is it?
So then I will take the top card from this stack of cards and just replace the eight with something else.
Okay. Do I have another option?
Well, or you can just guess higher or lower than the eight.
Yes. So you're stuck on an eight, which is kind of a crappy card. So you probably want to change it.
Change. Yep.
All right. We flip the eight, and it becomes a queen. Definitely.
Whoa.
A good change there, and you've got one card to go. Scott, I'm not feeling great for you. Colette, you're on a queen.
That's trouble.
That is trouble. Colette's been victimized by these cards before, though, so don't count yourself out. Colette, you're on a queen. One card separating you from the win, higher or lower than a queen?
Lower.
Lower than a queen. It is... a seven. It is lower. And Colette, you have gotten the victory. Scott, you were great. You were a great contestant, but Colette just had a nice run of cards there. Thanks for listening, Scott. Thanks for the nice words about the show as well. We appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. You bet. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. There goes Scott. And Colette, you did it. You've got $50 at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. You're in Dayton. So probably those Excelsior restaurants are the closest for you. They're going to be opening Mirabelle at the probably in a couple of weeks, another new restaurant. They got a parlor in Excelsior. Or come on downtown. Come to Edina, any of the great restaurants. So we appreciate you, Colette. Nice job. Congratulations.
Super. Thank you.
Colette stays on the line so Dan can get her info and good stuff. We're going to break. Twins are on the air early today. So pregame starts at 5:30. And that means Dan Hayes is next. We'll talk about the Minnesota Twins. They're hot right now, baby. We got a win streak cooking. We'll talk with Dan Hayes in just a minute here on Drive Time.